Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. Well, very often we look ahead to see what's coming up, what are the events coming up. Today, I want to look back. The first day is just yesterday, July 5th. We're still celebrating Independence Day, not just July 4th, but also July 5th. So, earlier in the week, I thought, I wonder how people were celebrating Independence Day 100 years ago. So where do I go to find that information? And I want to talk about that a little bit after I talk about the big celebration in Atlantic on July 2nd, 4th, and 5th in 1921. This information came from the Atlantic News Telegraph, available at the Atlantic Public Library through my computer right here at home. And I said, we'll talk a little more about that. But the front page for the Atlantic News Telegraph on June 30th, 1921, headline was Tales of Days of Open Range. And the entire front page was really a history about when stockmen had free range, when times were changing from the old way to railroad and fence and a picture of a bucking bronco and all this sort of thing, giving some background lead up to the big July 2nd, 4th, and 5th celebration called the Frontier Roundup. Well, and on the front page, the invitation, in addition to this background information, was, and I want to read this because I think it's interesting to note how things were written. We spoke a little differently, we wrote a little differently, and this was a huge promotion for Atlantic. So first of all, the heading there says, Atlantic invites world to big roundup program. This issue of the News Telegraph is going into practically every home in the territory contiguous to Atlantic and is an invitation of the businessmen and citizens generally to the people of all that territory to be with them on the 2nd, 4th, and 5th and attend the big roundup and frontier celebration. The big event will be Atlantic's observance of the 4th of July, and it will be worthwhile in every sense. Come spend 3 days in the best town in the territory, and while here, look over the stock of merchandise carried by the concerns respected in the advertising columns of this paper. We want you to come. We want to get better acquainted with you, and we have you know above all things what a good hunch is to buy it in Atlantic. It pays. Well, there's a promotion for you. So another full-page ad then was about the celebration. And it's almost, you know, I'm going, this really happened. And it was called Atlantic's First Annual Frontier Roundup. Now, so far, I've not been able to find out if there was a second annual Frontier Roundup, but it was a really big deal to have the first Frontier Roundup. And it says, it's not a motion picture nor a Wild West show, but a gigantic historical championship athletic contest for cowboys in daredevil Western sports. And they brought in 250 frontier horses and steers, and it was held at the Cass County Fairgrounds, Saturday, Monday, and Tuesday, Atlantic, July 2, 4, and 5. Of course, there were newspaper ads throughout the whole newspaper from the merchants and also describing more about what went on. So can you imagine? This is 1921 that this was pretty exciting stuff. You know, there's no TV where you could watch a rodeo somewhere else, and it was just going to be the real thing in terms of the Frontier Roundup. I'm sure there were many people. Can you imagine the, especially the little boys saying, oh, this is the most exciting thing there ever was. Well, how did we find this information? We didn't have to go to a history book. We just went to Atlantic Public Library and there clicked on digital research. Now, Atlantic is not the only library that provides this kind of information. Many libraries have the copies of newspapers, past newspapers, through the computer. It used to be you could only get down to microfiche, which is really difficult to hunt for what you want and to actually look at it and read it. Now you can pull it up from your own home computer or other device. Now you could probably do it on the phone, but it would be kind of hard just because your phone is so small in terms of what you're looking for. But at the if you go to the Atlantic Public Library site, you click on digital research, and you will see there a picture of a kind of stylized tree. It's called Advantage Preservation. And these newspapers are available and searchable from 1885 to 2000. This case was funded by the County Genealogical Society. But as I said, these kinds of resources are also available at many other libraries. Checks on Griswold, for instance, they have the papers from 1880 to 1999 from the Griswold American, the Griswold Advocate, a paper from Elliott, and two papers from Lewis, and one that was just called The Standard. Now, if you're not history buff, if you're not interested in history, why would you want to know that this is available? Why would you go and use it? Well, I've known in my family that there were some arguments about what happened on that date. What was the weather like when so-and-so got married? I wonder why such-and-such happened. Well, many of the answers are there on your device. Now, many of these, you say, well, I'll just go search it. I'll just go Google. And you might be able to find the answer, but remember that through these newspapers, it's all very personalized. You can find who married who on what date. If you have a relative that you want to find that information, maybe you want to find out what certain items cost at a certain time. Lots of reasons if you want to find out something that happened in a particular area, in your hometown or a particular area of the country. Well, newspapers, thank goodness we still have newspapers. They hold the stories of people's lives and are most fascinating. So you can read the newspaper on your computer from almost any date. Not all are available, but for instance, on the Atlantic Public Library site is the Atlantic News Telegraph, the Atlantic Daily Telegraph, the Atlantic Evening News, the Atlantic Daily Democrat, and the Atlantic Telegraph. All, of course, covering different dates beginning in 1885 to 2000. Getting this done is quite a project. Of course, there is a business that takes all those microfiche rolls and turns them into this digitized information, and it's a pretty costly project. So when libraries want to add more dates, then of course there's more funding needed. But it's again, if you're not interested in history at all, maybe you don't want to do this, but you might want to check it out to see, oh, there is something there that I would like to know, and I want to find out what was happening in my hometown, wherever that is. and usually, including the one on the Atlantic Library site, has some tutorials. It's not a difficult process, but it has a few tutorials to let you know how to use it. So, the next time you want to settle a family argument about what was happening in your family, and if it was in the newspaper, well, you probably can find that. And who else knows what you can find? So take advantage of all those things that are available at our public libraries. They're there for you. So, hope you had a great July 4 and 5, or 3, 4, and 5, or 2, 3, 4, and 5, whenever you were celebrating. Hope it was a good one for you. And maybe it made news, but maybe not. Until next time, here's Avat. Success is a collection of problems solved.